Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9,
not news,
with Neil and Jonas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Papaya 9.
Papaya 9.
Not news. I'm Neil Ghosh.
I'm Jonas, present due.
Present due, and presently... See what I did there?
Yeah,
that's pretty
good. Well done.
Presently, we are here to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Because we're bored and no one's doing a podcast right now.
Nobody is doing a podcast. I don't see anyone out here doing podcasts. And I always say this too. I've said this before. There's no one else I'd rather be in quarantine with.
This is true. Than you.
Yeah.
Jonas, that's very nice.
I thought about this.
Thank you.
You know, you came up.
Yeah. You know, this is actually an interesting thing to start with. I mean, obviously, we don't want to. Oh, real quick, we got Alan Santiago.
Shout out to Alan.
Woo, woo, woo. The maiden call of
right.
Papaya 9. But, you know, we hope everybody's doing well, feeling good, so they're healthy and stay safe and social distancing and all that.
Wash your hands.
But you do, I mean, in times like this, I, you know, obviously, if you're with your family, you... are with your family, but you kind of have to decide the five people or so mm-hmm. that you're going to see during this whole thing. Like I see you and I've seen Alan and then I've seen my buddy Michael and that's it. Right. And then my two roommates and that's my
like,
five.
Like you kind of have to like ration your friends.
You do. And you kind of realize very quickly who you would be really willing to spend time with.
Right.
Yeah.
And in all fairness, I've been rationed off.
I absolutely have been. I have
been rationed off where some friends have deemed me non-essential at this time.
Wow.
And they've rationed me, and I totally respect it. We can only carry so much at this time.
Yeah, dude.
And
do they tell you?
They don't.
Okay. It's like a nonverbal.
Yeah, it's a nonverbal thing.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. We're all, you know, this all sucks, man.
We're all doing our best.
And right now I can emotionally carry two people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Two close friends.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, it's an honor, dude.
Yeah.
It's truly an honor to be one of the two. But yeah, man, we decided to start this.
Right.
As a way to kind of talk about some news that is not related to the main...
Not related.
Issue going on right now in the world.
Right. Not mainstream. We did have, we had like two criteria, did we?
We did. Here's our first criteria that's not mainstream.
Okay.
And our second criteria is that it has to do with non-white people.
This is
non-white news.
No news.
For the white. No, not for. But about the white diaspora. So if you're looking for that. Go to any other thing ever and go check that out. This is not that. We are dealing with,
It's
non-white news.
And again, I love them. I love the whites.
White is the only race where you have to do this disclaimer up top. Like, hey, I love them. But like, if it's like, if you're shitting on Indians or any Asian or any sort of thing, you don't have to do
you
that.
You just go right ahead.
You just go right ahead and just accept it.
You dive right in.
I don't understand that.
You know, you just dive right in.
Why can't I just say like, you know what? There's too much stuff about white people all the time. So like. Fuck that news.
Right. We should talk. But inadvertently, it does affect white people. This news, like,
it kinda
does affect white people inadvertently.
This is true.
So you're so wrapped up in this in some kind of way.
Well, yeah, because we are just, you know, people.
Right.
You know, but we had to find an angle.
And honestly, aren't you just sick of looking at yourselves all the time? Every poster, commercial, TV show, movie, radio. Like, dude, aren't you just tired of looking at yourself all day? You know, just for once, let's hear about.
Dude, yeah. You know
how the guy in Somalia is doing.
It's true. Yeah, and you wouldn't know looking at the news.
Right.
You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. So,
and that's why you come here.
Right. And why we name it Papaya 9.
And Papaya 9. Well, papaya is, first of all, a delicious fruit.
Delicious.
Delicious, nutritious, really good. If you have a stomach problem, eat some papaya. It's good for your gut.
Yeah.
But
great probiotic.
It is one of the most well-known fruits in both Haiti and India. Haiti being where you're from, mm-hmm. your family's from.
Family, yep.
India being where my fam's from. So we decided to kind of center on that.
Yeah.
And nine, because, you know, like a local station. We just had to make it catchy. I don't know a way to explain it.
I told one of my comic friends, like, I was doing a podcast, mm-hmm. and the first question he asked was, what nationality was my co-host? And I told him, I said, you know, he's Indian. He goes, you're in good hands.
Wow.
He says, you're going to be in good hands.
That's really nice.
And I felt reassured. I knew I was doing the right thing.
Now, what was this person, a person of color?
Very racist person.
Okay.
Very racist.
One of my most racist and most dearest friends.
Yes, one of my most racist. And he actually made the cut. He's one of the two I'm emotionally supporting right now.
Yeah, wow.
And he was just like, you know what, those guys, man.
You know, I'm from Iowa, so, and you're from Florida, so we both have a glut of friends that grew up to be racist.
For sure.
And were probably racist when they were young. But you do kind of have to figure out how to look past that.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, you do. You do. And the way you look past it is by studying other people who are not of the no seasoning, you know, diaspora. Yeah. Is that
dude,
how you say it?
Diaspora. That's the hot buzzword of this episode.
That came out real smooth.
Yeah, man. I don't know why this triggered this memory, but like the first like white meal I had at a friend's house mm-hmm. was it was a toasted bagel with cream cheese, and then they put honey on it. And actually, the honey saved it.
Wow.
The honey saved it, but it was the first time I had, like, a meal at another person's house. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, like, in retrospect.
Right.
It's like a horrible...
But you ate the whole thing, did you?
Of course I did. I'm afraid. Yeah. What am I going to not... I'm going to say no to their food.
I always eat the whole thing.
In the belly of the beast? You gotta.
Yeah. I eat the whole thing all the time.
You gotta. And I did have a phase where I honestly preferred, like, the traditional kind of white, you know, like, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Right.
Chicken breast.
I'll still eat it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. But, you know, as you get older... Just like Indian food, and a lot of spices from India are in Haiti,
right.
In that area. But like, that's just how do you create a culture without those things?
Dog, I'm gonna be honest. I'm late to the Indian food game.
Really?
I'm late. I'm late to it. I'm rocking. It's literally only been like the past 3 years.
3 years.
The past 3 years.
Why? How?
I don't know what it was.
There are Indians in Florida.
There are a lot. There are a lot. You know, you okay. You know what it is.
Okay.
At first whiff, you know, it's like it's like, you know, it's not. It's like, all right, I don't know what's happening right now.
Uh-huh.
It's not like it smells bad. You just don't understand what's happening. And then I had a friend just go, dude, just try it. And uh-huh. I was just like, this is amazing. Probably the best. If I was to go vegan, I'd probably.
Oh, for sure.
Indian food, like, hands down.
For sure.
The best
for sure.
Vegan dishes ever.
Wow. Well, wow.
I honestly apologize.
You should.
I needed someone to apologize to, and you're right here.
I'm glad I could be that for you.
For sure.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And what'd you have? Late. And you went to a restaurant, right?
I went to a restaurant. No, actually, my friend... he's black. He actually got involved in the Hindi community for his religion. And I just met a whole group of people. I had a really nice dish of like rice and like this spinach, like this green like spinach.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the it's kind of like not a boiled spinach, but it's a...
Right.
It's soft. It's got the cheese in there, right?
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Naan bread, can't get enough of it.
Naan is great. Yeah.
You know, hummus, that's Greek food. But throw it in there, too. Yeah. Throw it right in there.
No, but
it's delicious. Dude, curries, all of it.
We'll go to a spot. Once all this is over, I know a spot in North Hollywood that is like, it is just a Bengali family. It is the sun runs like the front.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, like seating. And it's probably a 12, 15 seat restaurant.
Those are the best.
It's really, really good. The aunties are in the back. The grandpas in the back cooking.
The aunties are in the back. Pull up.
It's so good, dude.
Aunties in the back.
Yeah, shout out to them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That place, I'm just thinking about it. That place is so good. Samosas are good. I mean, like the cuisine that's in America that is like Indian cuisine is from a very specific region in India. Mm-hmm. It's like the Northwest. I think it's Punjabi food. Mm-hmm. So like there's a whole skew of other dishes and stuff that we got to try.
Yeah, we got to try. Actually, I think you did put me onto a few spots, and I was like, yeah, we got to do that.
ASAP. Yeah, dude. Wow.
Yeah. So this is the kind of conversations you'll be expecting at Papaya 9 as we, you know, discuss other
races. I've never had Haitian food.
Never.
Without a doubt.
You've had Spanish food.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaican food.
Yeah.
I mean, you close.
It's close, right? But I want to have like bona fide Haitian.
I've been told about a couple of spots.
Okay.
But I want to try them out before I bring them to
you. Okay.
You understand? Appreciate let me be the
We could go together and try them, but you want to vet them first?
I want to vet them first. Okay. I want to do it right for you,
dog. All right. I appreciate that.
I want to do it right for you. So yeah, this is what it's about. These stories.
This is it, man. We're just going.
Yeah. We're just talking about stories and, you know, just what's going on just outside.
Yeah, man.
Culturally. Yeah. And yeah, papayas grow in both countries, and they are delicious. Multiple
nutritious.
Ways to have them.
I love them. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
Multiple ways that's to true. Have them.
You want to get into the first one here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited about this one. I'm excited about this one.
So this is you know, in times like these, mm-hmm. It's always nice to see a story of love, and kind of like a sign of positivity and hope.
Romance.
Romance, mm-hmm. if you will. So this story is about, this takes place in Hong Kong, and two giant pandas, Ying Ying and Li Li, I hope I'm saying that right.
You probably aren't.
I probably am, right?
You probably aren't.
Probably aren't?
No.
Hey, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Ying Ying and Li Li.
people always
sorry to those who
they'll say a name in another like language. You can like, I hope I'm saying, you're not saying it right. 9 times out of 10, you're butchering it. And they hate you. they hate you.
Dude, that's the best. God, my full name, Neil Audrey.
You get it. Yeah. So you
I
totally
so
get
it. I don't
totally
know why I even tried.
Right.
Well, but it's like Ying Ying. That's the right way to say that. Ying Ying.
Right.
But Li Li, I'm not sure because it's L-E-L-E. And I feel like L-I would be Li, but L-E is like Le-Le?
Oh, that could be Le-Le. It could be a little French.
So I get it. Okay. You know, I apologize to the panda community.
Yeah, you should. They can shut this down.
They could. But they are this panda couple. They've been together for 10 years. And as of today, April 6th, 2020, they have boned for the first time in 10 years.
This news came out 4 hours ago, so this is breaking news. This is breaking news right here on Papaya 9.
Yeah, and yeah, we want to bring you the news. We actually went there and made sure of it. We went to Hong Kong and made sure. Are they in Hong Kong?
They are. They are.
They're in Hong Kong.
They are in Hong Kong.
And they are a young 14 years old.
Right.
So that I feel like for pandas, that's right around the time. And they've been trying repeatedly for 10 years to mate.
Right.
And they finally got it to happen.
You know what's crazy?
Mm.
Like, they always have to do this with animals. It always has to be a crazy amount of time for them to, like, do. Because this isn't just pandas that struggle like this. This is every animal. It takes years before they eventually mate.
Right.
And I think about myself. Like, if they just entrap me with another woman, like, in a week, I'll give. You know, like, they'll get it. You know,
right.
Like, in a week, I'm doing it. You know?
Yeah.
I'm getting it. 10 years though.
But see, with the panda, it's a little more complicated. There's more of that, you know, cerebral kind of connection that you need to have with a mate before you do it.
Ooh, I see. Shoot on that bamboo. Ooh, I've been watching.
You think there was something said? You know, like Lili, well, it was maybe, you know, had a bamboo, so I was just slowly peeling it.
Well, here's the thing.
Staring at, yes.
Because I'm reading the article.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying what they think contributed to it is because the zoo is empty.
Oh, so they have some privacy.
Right.
That they
right. That's the big thing here that they keep saying. You know, it's like they always want you to know, hey, in the empty zoo, they finally went ahead and made it.
So then they should just, you know, they should just leave the pandas alone. If they want them to...
That's exactly what they should do.
That's
they
what they should be doing.
Yeah, they should leave him alone. But I understood and felt that anxiety. You know, maybe
yes.
He had performance anxiety.
Oh, and you say, like, you understand that.
Right. For sure. Everybody looking at you, you can't. Come on, dog.
Yeah, that's fair.
Come on. This is a panda, not a porn star.
That's,
you know, everybody's looking at you, dog. Come on, man. I get it.
It's pressure on both of them, for sure.
Right, on both
for
of them.
For sure.
What if she's not ready?
She's not ready.
You understand?
Obviously not. You know, and you're not going to, what, you're going to force it? I mean, I guess they did have some repeated attempts in the past 10 years. Right. So, you know, it clearly wasn't working when the people were right. coming through. You know, nasty, grubby little fingers, like, poking through. Right. Cameras, kids looking through, like, screaming.
Asian people. Like,
yeah, man. Yeah.
Staring at you.
Do it in front of a bunch of Asian people.
You know,
a zoo?
Maybe he was a gentleman.
Who?
The male. Yeah. You know, maybe he was waiting for consent.
Maybe.
Or, you know, maybe he probably courted her every night. He went to her cave, took off his top hat, and was like, tonight? She was like, not tonight.
Not tonight. You got to earn this.
Right. This could have been a panda like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Like, he just sat there and just waited and was a real gentleman. So shout outs to this panda, dog.
Shout out to Ying Ying. They're mating. Schedule, I guess, is just 3 months too, so wow. You got to capitalize on that when it comes.
3 months?
Yeah, there's no dilly dallying. You got to get that Panda Express. You can't. This ain't a slow cooker.
I need this.
Yeah, go and give me the two entree combo. I know what I want.
3 months, dude. I don't. Here's the thing. So if he's You figure it's 3 months, right? Mm-hmm. So it's 3 months now that they're going to be doing it for 3 months. They have to capitalize on that?
Yeah, that's their mating season. Okay. 3 months, yeah.
And
yeah.
Do we know if they're pregnant? Are they having any kids?
We don't know yet if she's pregnant. They are, they're saying that if there are any signs of pregnancy, they will come in late June. What if? Late June. It's the earliest detections.
What if Ying Ying had a vasectomy and was just... It was like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why we're not having any kids, but we got to keep trying.
We got to keep trying.
I waited 10 years.
That's hilarious, dude.
Just had a vasectomy this whole time. He didn't tell her.
God. And then is it what, a self-performed vasectomy? Who did this vasectomy for him?
He went to a doctor in China. Just any doctor.
Take care of it.
In Hong Kong will do it for $20.
That's hilarious.
It's
dude.
Not safe, but he risked it.
Yeah, Ying Ying is trying to fuck. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Shout out to Ying Ying, man.
I'm glad his seed. I hope his seed spreads, man. We need more pandas.
We do.
We do need more pandas, man.
That's one creature I do wish was like, I would not mind pandas being an invasive species.
No, I mean, they're adorable, right. Apparently. But and you were saying earlier, they're very aggressive.
Very aggressive. They're not nice. They're not nice. They're not nice at all. Very aggressive. But it's just, I would rather have, you know, Florida has like, what, iguanas? Miami has like iguanas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
No, but if it was pandas, like, no, come on, man.
For sure, dude.
You know, crime rates would go down. It would be a good time. So.
I can see that. What do you think about, do you think, how long do you think you, like, I'm trying to go back to the part where, like, you're in a zoo and you're required to mate with somebody with this hypothetical. Like, how long would you, before you just give up on trying? Right? 10 years, man. 10 years you keep trying? At a certain point, you just got to pack it up and just start like a GoFundMe or, you know, adopt a panda. Or,
right.
I don't even know.
Okay. So here's the thing, because I'm reading it. I'm getting to this article, right?
I also love how you're reading it on air.
Yeah. No, I'm looking. I want the specifics, because this is going to answer your question.
Okay, good.
What did it after 10 years?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the segment of the article I'm reading right here.
Okay.
So what inspired the pandas to finally get it on in the empty zoo? Ocean Park offered a few voyeuristic details about how they seduced each other. This is a great, well-written article.
I'm so excited.
Since late March, Ying Ying began spending more time playing in the water, while Lily has been leaving scent markings around his habitat and searching the area for Ying Ying's scent.
Dang.
Splish, splashing in tepid water, searching for each other's scent. Okay, hot.
That,
they wrote that. This is how, this is a very...
This is from what?
This is from The Cut in the New Yorker.
Okay.
Yes. Cool. So yeah.
Okay, that's kind of hot.
Yeah, that is kind of hot.
I can see that yin yang just splash around the pool, getting a little wet, getting that fur a little wet, you know, and then maybe the fur kind of collapses, and you see like his actual physique. You know,
that is a sheer muscle,
dude. Yeah, that's rock hard abs for sure.
They have nice to core, look, dude. Yeah, they look great wet,
dude. And then Lily is leaving her scent marks everywhere.
Yeah.
Now that's interesting.
That's such a woman thing to do. Like just so passive aggressive. Just leave little things around for you, and let you pick up the hints. I'm not gonna tell you. I'm just going to leave some things around, and I'm going to just let you pick up. And if you don't, I'm going to, like, that's a very feminine thing to
do. Ying's like, something wrong with you? He's like, I don't know. I don't know. Do you smell something?
It's been 10 years I've been trying to tell
you. She would use your nose. Maybe get this fuck on.
Yeah, you know, just casual, just leave and stuff. Dude, this is it. This is how it happens. There's not much.
I'm happy for him, man. I'm glad they both scored.
And congratulations.
Like, congratulations to the happy couple.
Yes.
And
they're always welcome on this show.
Yeah, so absolutely. Please. They want to come on the show and fuck in the background, I guess. We'll allow it.
I just want to see how they're doing now. That's
I wonder if it's going to be a close relationship, you know, if the love will be there. We hope the love will be there.
If it'll last.
For years and years and years. But yeah, man, we'll keep an eye on it.
We'll keep an eye on this.
To make sure she gets pregnant.
Yeah, I really hope she is pregnant.
Yeah, though. Dude. Me too, man.
Or not. I'm supporting whatever the man wants in this case.
You know, I'm not gonna gender it. So whatever the couple wants as a unit, whatever they prefer, you know what I mean?
All right.
So you're one of those people. Okay. This is interesting.
So
this is, you're like in like the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith thing. You're always like, well, you know, Will's going through a hard time, so that's why he may have cheated on her, but it's okay because you know, it's just all that burden he carries.
10 years, and he finally does. You know, he should be able to enjoy it a little bit before he like falls into a serious thing.
This is different than what I thought you were going. Okay,
you know, right. Like I hit it once, now I got to get a job. Like. He has a good thing going here. He does nothing all day.
Ying Ying comes home, long day at work, peeling bamboo or whatever.
Come on, dog.
Throws his lunch pin at the...
So sad. So sad. But for their sake, because they are in Hong Kong, I do hope it is a boy. Let's go on to the next story.
I don't even think Hong Kong falls under that rule. I'm pretty sure they don't.
No, they do.
They do?
I think they do.
I'm looking it up.
They're going to kill me
after
this.
You do the next story.
Kill me after
this. I'm going to look up if Hong Kong does the one-child policy.
For pandas?
For pandas, man.
For the panda law?
God, that's hilarious.
No, I'm kind of...
It's exempt.
Pandas are exempt?
No, Hong Kong.
Pandas are exempt?
Yeah, bro, believe it or not,
what?
The government of China forgot to put pandas in the law.
I like to imagine Ying and his cape just filling out the exempt form. Telling Lily, we got to get this in on time. Get this to the office. The Child Protective Services.
Oh, my God.
We got to get this in on time.
She's like, well, why don't you do it? God damn it, Lily. I need your signature on this.
Oh man, this is great.
That's really funny.
Shout outs to them.
Yeah, shout outs to the happy couple, man.
Hit
me with this next story. I'm very excited for this.
Okay, so
because I don't know anything about it.
All right,
I don't know anything about this.
So this is unique. So I am a big fan of Akon, and I have been following what he's been doing in terms of creating his own city in Senegal. It's actually going to be right outside of Senegal, and he's naming it, guess what? Akon City.
Oh, it's very clever.
Yes, very original. No one sees it coming.
That's good. Akon City.
Akon.
Could there have been a better name?
No.
Akon. Akonada? Akonada? No. Akon. It's Akon, right?
It's Akon.
You could just name it Akon. That's a perfect city name.
That would be dope. If he just named it Akon. Like on the map?
You it's just Akon.
Akon.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's Akon City. That. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Akon. Can you reach out to us after you watch this?
We have Akon and the pandas fucking behind us.
Actually, episode. They're in the green room rating right now.
So tell me about this city. What? Why? How?
So he finally made an agreement for a new city. It's going to be right outside of Senegal. It's called Akon City. Mm-hmm. His own cryptocurrency. And by the way, this has been a plan in the making for years and years and years.
Yeah.
We watched him establish his own resources, which his own power company. That uses solar power, providing electricity to Africa.
Wow.
It's a real beautiful thing what he's doing, and I'm beyond fascinated with it. So the 2,000-acre land was gifted to him by the president.
By the president of Senegal?
Yes, yes, by the president of Senegal.
Wow.
And it's going to have...
Sorry, Akon is from Senegal originally?
I did not do that much research.
Oh, that's okay.
I apologize.
Let me see. Yeah, he's born in Senegal.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? That would have been a good one to just guess.
Yeah, it's that would fair.
I should have just been like, you know, yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Otherwise, why Senegal?
Overthinking it the rest of my life.
So the government gives him 2,000 acres of land.
They give him 2,000 acres. He's going to have his own cryptocurrency.
Amazing.
And it was just officialized. So now they're actually like doing construction. And I'm just fascinated to see where it goes, what he does with it. And if he does this right, this can be like a beacon for like the rest of the country to observe, like, hey, this is how you do things the right way.
So that's actually really kind of amazing. Also, how loose is the laws in Africa that you can just if you have jurisdiction? And because I think for in America, for something to be a city, you have to have a post office. Mm-hmm. So I guess if you just have land, and you know, Akon City's got its own zip code.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you're forgetting, you know, it's Africa. You know, we're not dealing with,
right,
you know,
heavily legislated,
right,
land here.
Know,
yeah.
Honestly, most of this contract is probably still up in the air.
Yeah. There's no way they wrote any of this down.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, it's all up here. It's Akon. Don't worry. Right. It's all here. I got you, bro. Yeah.
So they put this in here. They are its own cash currency called Akoin.
I love it. It's on. I'm surprised he didn't go with like Akon money, you know. But
no, Akoin. That's
Akoin. That's great.
Yeah,
with a K.
With a K.
With
a K.
Akoin. That's good.
Yes. 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 It's really and good. It'll only be a 5-minute drive from West Africa's international airport.
Well, good, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to go.
Right.
If it's too far from the airport,
would you visit though? Like, are we?
Absolutely.
Are we gonna visit when it's done?
We can visit.
Yeah.
Do you need a visa, or is it a part of Senegal?
No, they're saying, let me see, I'm telling you right now.
Or is it its own?
No, this is its own city.
Like, it's its own state, though?
This is its own city.
Like, who governs the city?
Oh, Senegal is going to govern it.
So it is in the country of Senegal?
It's in the country of Senegal.
Okay.
Yes, it's okay. In its own city.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, this is much different.
Right.
But
right,
not
right.
Totally different, but.
Right.
So he's not just going to, like, be the leader of a country. It's a city within Senegal that he is like essentially funding.
Right. Yeah, you really had high hopes for R&B singer. So you yeah, he's gonna be a president now.
Yeah.
I would have been impressed if he was just like.
Oh,
a
it's thoroughly impressive.
It is
already what he's doing, and the solar power thing is very cool.
Yeah, and I'm blown away. It made me kind of think about you a little bit.
Why is that?
I thought to myself, if Neil was to run a city, how would it work? I spent some time and I realized what would happen is, and you'd be the only few people who would be able to run a city like this. You would somehow have no laws. Anyone could do what they could do, but somehow crime would not happen. That would sum up.
It's the dumbest thing I think you've ever said. I love you for it, but this is one of the stupidest things
This is your essence. Anything goes, but somehow there's no crime.
Okay.
But no crime would happen.
You're giving too much credit to people.
To your citizens?
To my citizens.
I can't.
This hypothetical country.
I can't trust your citizens.
No, I wouldn't be able to trust them. I don't trust anyone else.
Wow.
Except for those that are allowed, I guess, in the city.
So if I come visit, I would like need security.
No, you would be fine.
Okay.
You are cleared.
Thank you.
Right? But it's like, let's say Akon City, mm-hmm. or this hypothetical Neil City.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, probably completely war-torn. I'm sure we would get invaded immediately. And would I fight back? No. Probably
you'd
not.
There's
no way I would be able to put together an army.
Wow.
Or generals. Or like, I don't even know how to... What? You expect... If the U.S. declared war on my country,
mm-hmm.
it's a wrap. I say, I'm going to do the Saddam. Oh, I will wow. go... I will go to my castle and just stay there until they come for me.
Right.
I'm a coward leader.
But but the thing is, your citizens would never turn on you, though. Like, they'd be way too passive to turn on you. They'd be like,
if they're my citizens, they are passive. Yeah. I'll give them that.
They'd be like, things are horrible, but he's already there. We'll just ride this out.
Oh, dude. I love how this...
this really made me think about, like, how a city, like, run by Neil would work, how it would operate.
Man, where are we putting the city to?
That's a great question.
You know?
Oh, man.
For some reason, I'm thinking war-torn Middle East. Or like a leader, like a Gaddafi type, can rise to power.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
It's like through peace.
Okay.
That'd be kind of crazy.
Honestly, I was just going to put it next to Oakland. I was just going to put it next to Oakland, dog. Like, that's what I was going to... You were...
There are a fuckload of Indians up there.
Yeah, there are. There
Couldn't
are a
make
lot
it happen.
Of Indians. Yeah, I was thinking Oakland, dog.
Okay, the Bay Area?
Yeah, Bay Area.
I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be... I appreciate you a lot, man, trying to think that I could be a leader of peaceful people.
Never thought about it one time.
Okay, so you just made that up.
No, I did. I'm asking you if you ever... You've never thought about it one time.
No. God, no. I'd never want to lead anything like that. I would never want to lead a jurisdiction of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you're the fall person. Anything goes wrong, which is inevitable in any society, it is on the leader. Right?
Right.
I'm sorry for making this less fun.
No.
Of a hypothetical.
No,
but
here is the thing. Here is the thing that bad leaders do.
Okay.
That I actually like.
Oh.
When it's not going well, they just bail.
That's what I'm saying.
They drop the whole thing.
I'm
drop
out.
The whole thing.
I'm out, bro. And shit got too real.
And you're saying that's what you would do?
That's what I would do. I'm like, shit's too real. I'm out. And, you know, I would communicate. I say, like, hey, everybody, sorry. this isn't going well. This is not how I thought this would all turn out.
I thought this would be fun.
Yeah, I thought Neil Coyne would take off. Turns out it has no value whatsoever. but yeah, good luck, man. Move.
Wow.
I have no power. I mean, if we're in the Bay, too, it's like, you know.
Right. Would you be sending this message from, like, Maui? Like, while you're on exile in, like, Maui with the government's money. And you're just, sorry, guys, it's over.
Yeah.
You got your feet up. It's over, guys. I'm sorry.
Dude. I imagine, too. Well, is Akon going to be the... To go back to the Akon thing.
Yeah.
Is he going to be, like, the mayor?
So,
I mean, Akon's going to have to answer to some shit. When stuff inevitably goes down, because it is Africa.
Right.
Some wild shit's gonna happen.
If he takes it serious, you know.
And that's the thing. Will Akon take it seriously? This is what I don't know, because he is a partier. Shorty called 911.
I like how they like say this and then like they list all his hits. Like Akon's building massive life changing city. Artists have locked up, lonely, and oh, Africa. This is like all his hits just right under the serious life-changing things he's trying to do.
Man.
Yeah, so he would get into some serious stuff. He would have to take it serious.
Does he have like young Jeezy come and be like the councilman?
Does he
assemble a crew?
Here's the thing about African people. I'm actually going to say a very nice thing. That did not sound like I was.
No, you know what? This is a thing with just being in America. You start a sentence off with, "Here's the thing about X people."
You know what? I want to say something about African people. Listen.
Okay, here's this nice compliment about African people.
Here's the thing about African people. Most Africans that I've met are like it's like a humanitarian mindset.
Yes. Very much about the tribe.
Yes.
Very much
yes,
about yes, helping yes. helping their yes. own kin.
Yes.
Yes, I get that.
Especially the ones who've come to America.
Yeah.
And who have money or successful and can get a thing going on their own.
Yeah.
So I really, really trust like him, like as not a politician, would actually provide something decent here. I think he could really do it.
No, what if Juvenile starts a city, like a rival city in Senegal? I mean, do they live in harmony, or is that like the beginning of a new, like a new age of warfare?
Gosh, wow.
Like R&B.
I think I'm moving there. Are you kidding me? The national anthem would be back that ass. What? I think I'm moving there, dog. Dude, I think I'm moving.
That's hilarious. What was the thing that Akon, didn't Akon like do some rancid shit to like a 15-year-old on stage?
Okay, we're talking about the good things here.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about, you know, he did.
We want to talk about the totality of this person.
Right.
He's doing this amazing thing.
But this is a good thing because they're going to bring this up in his campaign for sure.
For sure.
They're going to bring this up. So what happened was, and I kind of saw his point of view on that. He shows up to perform at a venue.
Okay.
He doesn't, and he does this thing where he brings people up on stage. You know, it's an R&B thing. You bring chicks up.
It's a concert thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not his job to check the IDs. It's not his job.
Okay.
You're standing on top of a crowd of people,
mm-hmm.
and it's like you want to pick a chick up, and the guy doesn't do his job at the door, you're not going to know. You know, like you're not really going to tell, like, at the adrenaline of the performance, like what her age is. And
yes.
You're just going to do what you do. And, you know, he takes the hit for that, you know?
Yeah. And I guess he, you know, apologized
he
for
did,
it
he did.
Profusely.
He
even released a song called Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a little on
that.
The nose.
Wow.
A little bit.
Probably some good hush money, maybe.
I'm sure.
I want some hush money so bad.
You do?
I want to be hushed.
You understand so. What needs to happen for you to get hushed? First of all, you need to be not the age that you are.
Right.
So, okay. So that means you have to do something with someone in power that is blasphemous, right? So, I'm thinking like you and like Rush Limbaugh.
Wow.
He might pay you some hush money.
Oh,
if y'all
is.
Hooked up.
He is.
Yeah. If you and Rush Limbaugh hooked
wow.
up. And first of all, he would be all in that. Then
Thank you, Doc.
In order,
so flattered.
Yeah, dude, this is a sex positive podcast.
Thank you.
But you and Rush Limbaugh hook up. Mm-hmm. Rush is like, yo, this is a bad look. I'm a notorious racist.
For sure.
And homophobe.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta pay you off. I think that's the only scenario in which you get hush money.
Right.
But it ain't happening with someone like Akon or someone sexy to a degree, right? Like Akon is like R&B singer. He sings all these songs about love, and there's kind of like this sexual thing to it. Mm-hmm. For you to get hush money, Jonas, it has to be someone that is so far removed from from sex and or romance in any sort of way.
Just what would have to happen? You start asking questions. If I just pulled up here in like a Lambo one day.
Yo, man, where'd you get the money? I thought you were just in the Civic. Hush. Hush. What'd you say? Rush? No. Hush. You get Rush money.
Rush money. Russian hush.
I call it the Russian hush.
You want that rush hush money? Oh my god, dude! Here, that would be a crazy amount. That would be a life changing amount of money.
This would be
the last episode of this podcast. This would be the last episode.
Oh, dude, I love that.
this has been great knowing you, everybody.
But yeah, I think hush might be good. I do want to say I hope this works out for Akon.
I do.
I really do. I hope this city turns out to be like you know, he's saying it's going to be run totally on solar power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a lot of cities that do that. I wonder what the population's going to be like. Like, you know, it's going to be a bunch of things. Were people already living on that 2,000 acres? I don't know how he's going to develop it. It's exciting
for sure
if it's done right.
Right. But honestly, you don't want to know things like that. You know, most cities don't come from good things.
No, most societies don't start from a good place.
So we, you know, we probably don't want to know. But I will say, if there is one thing Africa does have plenty of, is sunlight.
That's true.
So, you know, I, you know, solar, they can kill the game with this.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, and I think you know, Akon being from Senegal, it's good.
I just, I want him to do so well.
Yeah, you're really pulling for this guy.
I do. Yeah. I want like the president of the U.S. to be like, oh, I have to work now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, he makes
like, sense. Like, yeah, like another celebrity actually did the job right. Like, you know, so I gotta do this, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's gonna be crazy for President Kardashian to handle.
And he's black. That's too.
And he's black. Well, that, man, for Africa, that checks out.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Guy yeah. starting a city in Africa.
Yeah.
And he's black.
Sounds about
yeah.
right.
Yeah. I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm very much into that.
So I'm going to say post it on this.
Yes. I think, yeah, between Ying Ying and Lili fucking and Akon start the city.
Absolutely.
We got some stuff to keep track of.
Absolutely.
For our listeners.
Absolutely.
We got time for one more story. I'm going to let you pick.
Actually.
Oh. You got one?
I do.
Okay.
Actually, it's more of a PSA than it is a story.
Let's do it. Hit me.
It's been weird these past couple of weeks with everything going on.
Yes.
And the things people been watching lately. And this is the part of the show. I just like to let you know things that I'm over.
Okay.
You know?
Jonas is over.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, for the people watching, you know, I am sick of, and I'm from Tampa, and I'm just sick of people asking me if I know Carole Baskin. I don't know Carole Baskin, okay? I don't know who she is.
You've been to a reserve though?
I've seen it. I've seen it.
Okay.
I've seen it a few times. I haven't been.
Okay.
Honestly, it's just everywhere, dude. It's a real thing. It's either like, why did Tom Brady go to Tampa, or it's like, do you know Carole Baskin? It's one of those two questions. I always get those two, and people really want to know. And I don't have legitimate answers for either.
Yeah, but, man, that's so you're saying you don't know Carole Baskin?
No, I don't know.
Okay,
I had one guy like straight up ask, you guys related? No, we're not related.
Well, that's like the thing where it's like somebody, you tell somebody that you're Indian and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, do you know Ravi?
Right.
No.
Right.
I don't know who the fuck Ravi is.
Right.
There's a billion of us.
Right. There's a billion of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's now, hilarious. And it's weird because I know a lot of good white women named Carol.
Sure. And we're not talking about them.
No, we're not talking about them.
No.
Those good, sweet.
This is a bad white woman named Carol.
Yes. This is the one bad Man. Carol.
Now, imagine though you did know her, right? Like, what? How would that relationship have forged? You know, like a young Jonas going to the tiger, her tiger exhibit, whatever the fuck sick thing she's doing, because we can be fair, everything that these people are doing is sick. I mean, it's just like Absolutely. Leave the tigers in the wild, you know, whatever. Say young Jonas goes to this tiger exhibit, and you know, you're probably different than the kids that she usually sees that come by.
He's a little bigger.
Yeah, he's a little bigger, but he has this connection with the tigers that's almost like there's something kind of ancestral about it.
Right.
You know?
Right. I am an alpha male.
That power, that connection. Mm. So she reaches out to you. She goes, hey, Jonas, you want to come meet? And like, I have like this special leopard you can meet. And the relationship starts evolving from there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you get older. Carol gets older. You start coming kind of into your body. You turn 18. Mm-hmm. And then Carol's like, hey, I'm going to off my husband and you're the only person I'm going to tell. Mm-hmm. Will you do it for me?
Wow. Wow.
This hypothetical got really dark.
Well,
and loose.
Well, for you, it would end in some really good hush money. It would end in some really good hush money. No. It sounds like I'm going to be a paid man. And I'd be coming back for more after this documentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be coming back for more.
Yo, that's funny.
She seems like the type of person, like most of her relationships are forged by darkness.
Absolutely. I don't think there's a single relationship she has with anyone that isn't for some sort of purpose. I don't think there's any like relationship she has with a person that is just like, hey, I just vibe. There's no vibes with her. It's like, what can this person do for me?
I mean, you have to understand, man. People were like, oh, why are these people so messed up? Yo, feeding these cats costs money.
Yeah.
Like, this costs real money.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
You understand? And it's like, I get it. Every day.
Right. But to me, it takes an interestingly, an interesting chemical makeup of a person to, like, A, have that primal thing, right? Of, like, I need to catch this. Mm-hmm. You know, because tigers are, like, one of the ultimate predators in the animal kingdom.
Right.
So there's something for, like, a human to be like, I'm going to capture a bunch of these. Right? So there's that one aspect of it. And then there's that second aspect of, like, I'm going to make money off of people looking. You right?
It's right. They want
it's like, it's like ruthless predatory kind of nature with, like, ruthless capitalism. And it's just the worst things about
horrible
America.
Horrible combination.
It's just horrible. I think they're all terrible. I think Carol Baskin.
But the thing is, it's
for sure killed her husband, and for sure is, like, way too well adjusted,
right,
having done that.
Right.
Like, she was way too cheery during everything.
Well,
making jokes like, how would I kill him? Panther or meat grinder?
right.
This isn't funny, man.
Right. We really want to know.
We're asking you if you murdered somebody and you're laughing it off.
Right. I hated that the documentary is what forced the investigation open. Like, this was a bad look for Tampa PD. Like, you guys were not on top of this. You really did not do a good job. You're telling me a Netflix documentary reopened this case and you guys just sat back. Like I just imagine, like, the officers just went there and was just like, he's not here. Close. Like, it's like, dude, like, you got to get in there, look in the cages, look under the palms.
Yeah, but it is a very Florida crime.
we don't dig too much.
He's gone. Bummer.
We don't dig. Go to Disney.
You know, I did feel really bad for his family that they were interviewing those three women. I felt really bad for them.
Yeah.
Because they're dealing with, obviously, the loss. There's no closure.
Right, but
there's nothing worse than no closure.
Yeah, but they had that guy's ex-wife in there, and she was talking about how, like, he just, like, up and suddenly left for her.
Right.
So I was just like, I don't feel bad for that.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad for her. And her.
Oh, for her.
The
for
daughter.
Her.
Yeah, for her. Not
but
for
it's
him.
Like, yeah.
Oh, no. Sure. If he's dead, he fucked up. I mean, because you were telling, this is actually a really interesting angle. Mm-hmm. You were telling me about Nebraska Avenue in Tampa. This is something that nobody really talks about.
Yes.
Tell me about Nebraska Avenue.
Yes. So everyone in Tampa knows that Nebraska Avenue is strictly a street for prostitution. Like, is a legitimate street for prostitution. It really does go on there. I'm snitching right now.
And that's the most interesting thing that's been attached to the word Nebraska in a long time.
Right.
But that is the street that Carol was on.
Yeah, it's nothing but strip clubs on that street. It's nothing but good stuff. Nothing but bad stuff going on.
Depends how you look at it. Yeah, could be good
stuff.
Yeah,
after midnight.
But so what that implies, right, is that this guy that was murdered by Carol, allegedly but probably, was on Nebraska Avenue that night.
Yes, the story just doesn't make sense to me. You know, so if you live in that area, you're not driving by Nebraska like just looking to pick up a chick and talk to her. You know, you're just like, how much do you charge? You know, like the whole thing didn't add up. It was suspect.
And for her to get in, for him to be like, hey, just like take my gun. Is that just like a Florida pickup line?
I saw you standing across the room.
So funny.
I just thought there's no one else. No. And his pickup truck. No, the thing is, I just don't. It doesn't pan out. It doesn't. But I know this is a weird angle. I'm rooting for them both. I'm rooting for both.
For who?
Carol and Joe Exotic.
Rooting for them to what?
I want them both to win. I want them both to get what they want.
Oh, they're getting so much from this. From the whole documentary thing?
Oh, for sure.
They're getting so much publicity. I mean, Joe's still in jail. Yeah, I think he'll stay in jail.
Right. Free Joe.
Sure. I don't give a shit. Free Joe.
That's
fine. Yeah. You know who intrigued me the most was Doc Antle.
Oh, dude.
Because this man created this name, mm-hmm. Bhagwan, which in Hindi is God.
Yes.
So already he's off his rocker, right? He's created this kind of this egotistic, self-righteous image of himself as a god at this tiger zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And he has like hordes of women that are his wives?
Hordes of women.
He's got a group of women that are his wives, and it's like...
Hordes of women. And most importantly, he has trained animals for pretty much all of my favorite kid movies.
Is that right?
Yes. He's Dr. Doolittle's, the movie with Jim Carrey.
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
He did the animals for all that.
Yes, he did the animal. He trained the animals for all that. So I'm torn apart. I'm torn.
Yeah, I mean, Doc got off scot-free from all this because I think he's actually running his business the cleanest out of the three of them.
He's also the smartest.
He is kind of smart. It just rubbed me the wrong way. I just don't like that he has his name Bhagwan. Like, just call yourself Doc. I don't... Stop ripping
majestic.
Off of this.
There's nothing majestic.
No,
about
bro.
Doc.
Stop ripping. Here's my PSA for just whites in general. Just stop ripping off of Indian culture and like applying it to your life as if it's yours.
But the words sound so calm. Like I you know.
Yeah, it's a calming religion.
If someone just came up to me and was just like, "Hey, come follow Bhagwan."
Yeah, I would be down. But right. I'm Hindu.
Oh, that wouldn't work on you.
Right.
Would work on me. Would work out totally.
No, but it is kind of this like, let me just attach this like mysticism to like who I am so that it, you know, it's just, I don't know, like.
I get it.
There's a bunch of shit, man.
They
like,
all do it.
You know, the saddest thing too is, man, is like, is white people like that are carrying Indian customs and shit forward.
It's fueling the business, man.
It's
fueling the business. But here's the thing. This is every documentary I've watched on manipulative leaders. At some point in line, there's always the Hindi like name. Like there's always the Hindi nickname.
Yeah.
At some point, it works.
There's the moment. Raja something. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. This is air of kind of like.
Right.
Kind of mysticism. Anyway, hit me.
Speaking on bad leaders, I did get us tickets, and this is a live surprise. People don't know this. So, and this is in celebration of the first episode of Papaya 9.
Okay.
With my good friend, Neil.
Appreciate you. Wait, by the way, good friend, you spelled my name wrong today in a text.
Oh, it's not.
This motherfucker spelled my name N-E-A-L.
Oh, it's not N-E-A-L. It's not N-E-A-L.
I'm here to snitch on you live. Here's a live surprise.
I know a lot of black guys named Neil, and that's how it's spelled. I just
thought. Well, that ain't it, buddy.
It's N-E, and then what?
It's N-E-E-L.
It's
short for Niladri. Yeah, it's short for Niladri.
Wow.
Yeah.
I loved you this long and didn't know that.
I know. I just like, I mean, you didn't respond. Well, I called you out on it via text today. You just didn't respond to it. And I was
really?
Like, all right. You just gonna call me that?
No, I was, you know, wow, I'm so sorry. I didn't
apology accepted.
But honestly, in my defense, that's the definition of unconditional love. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I guess
N-E-A-L.
How is that
come on, dog.
How is that unconditional love?
Come on, dog. Neil? A regular person would be friends with a regular person named Neil, N-E-A-L?
Yeah.
Really?
Why not?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. But N-E-E-L.
Yeah, two E's.
Yeah.
N-E-E.
N-E-E.
Mm-hmm. Short for Neil Audrey.
You're one of those people I could love if I didn't know your name.
Wow. Well, that's very sweet of you.
Yeah.
It's just a vibe thing, right?
Yeah.
It's a vibe thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. But it's one of those things. So back to the surprise.
Unlike Carol, yeah.
I got us, and you've been asking for this. I got us, two tickets to Bikram's yoga class in Spain.
No, you didn't. This is the dumbest. This is the stupidest surprise.
To Bikram.
Just know for a fact that you didn't do
to
that.
Bikram yoga. The people watching, they probably, like, most of them probably don't even know who he is, but this is a very inside thing. But the people who do know.
I love it. If you know, you know. If you know, you know.
But if you're not going to go, I'm sure one of them would gladly
Dude, I'm sure Akon will go with me. Who knows, man? I think, so if you don't know, real quick, Bikram is the name of the man that brought what is now known as hot yoga, but it was Bikram yoga.
Yes.
The world,
yes,
essentially.
Yes, to the world.
And there's a documentary released about him recently that has a lot of sexual assault cases. I believe a few rapes in there.
Right.
So not a great guy, but he's still allowed to teach in Europe, which is why Jonas has to do this in Spain.
Right.
Now, you have been obsessed. You have wanted to take a class with this guy for a very long time.
Yes.
And you don't do yoga.
I don't. I've okay. never taken a yoga class in my life.
Okay. So, okay.
But I would be willing to have Bikram teach me.
Even you'd be learning from the best, unfortunately.
No. What if I just come back a master?
I would love that. Because then you could spread the message without being
so
a horrible
you would
person.
Because you do yoga.
I do.
So you would let me teach you yoga.
No, I would do it. I would do it with you. I would do it with you. Like you would just do it, and I would follow you.
Okay, so I don't think you got this in the email I CC'd you in. So the purpose of the class is when you finish is to eventually be able to teach your own class.
Yes, your own. Yeah.
Yeah. So you go out of your way, and now you have this certification that says you can now teach Bikram Yoga, which is another documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, really good. I really liked it.
Yes. And so now with this certification, you know, you're Bikram certified.
You can teach,
now.
Yes.
Right.
You can then teach, yeah.
You can go anywhere in the world with
right.
this name
right.
and teach and sell out your studio.
I got it. You ready?
Right.
We both get trained.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up a studio in Akon City.
I hate you so much.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, though.
It's actually a really great idea.
Yeah, because we don't even need to have a studio. Hot yoga, you just go outside. Right. It's fucking Africa.
Oh, my gosh. We'd be in that city from the ground up.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like before it gets gentrified. They cut us all kind of tax breaks.
Oh, dude.
We'd be bringing jobs.
Whoa. The jobs for the two of us. But, yeah.
And Africans could use yoga, man, for sure.
I think so. I think Africa's ready for yoga.
Yeah, yoga is in Africa.
It's probably there already.
Yeah.
So you didn't actually buy the tickets. This was a full lie.
Right, right. Okay. And to be honest, I have pitched it to him before. He says no all the time. I just don't know.
I just don't understand. Like, look, man, if we just had the time and the money, mm-hmm. maybe I'd be down to go check it out. But, like, it doesn't. I think for you, and I admire this, it feels like a real passion. Something that you really, there's some sort of fulfillment that you would gain from this. And that, I'm super down for that.
Right.
But I imagine it'd be one of those things for me.
Mm-hmm.
Get there, first few days, like, wow, this is crazy. And then, like, end of week one, I'm like, all right, I'm good. I gotta get out of here. This guy's yelling at me. I will not let an old Indian man yell at me. Okay.
Okay, here's how it would go. Because I feel what you're saying. Because okay. I looked at the packages.
You did?
You looked at the pricing.
I look at the packages.
Hilarious.
So the way it works is you do a minimum of 1 month. Everyone has to stay at the same hotel. In minimum for 1 month. Everyone has to stay at the same place.
Okay.
And you have to abide by the curriculum. Here is my problem.
Okay.
I would go into the place and check in. And after a while, I would just stop going. I would literally just be sleeping in the hotel all day.
Yeah.
And treating it like a resort. And they would be trying to get me to go, and I'd be like, no, I paid for this.
Yeah, I paid.
I would be, dude, it would be bad. I would commit to like a week, and I would just show up late.
Right.
And I'd have no problem with him cussing me out.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is like, I wouldn't mind him yelling at me, but it's like, I just don't need that in my life, man. Enough hours of old Indian men yelling at me. Right. I'm good. I've clocked my hours.
But
done,
you know,
my time.
It's not about watching him yell at you. Mm-hmm. It's about watching him yell at white women. That's what it's about. Watching any man get away with calling these women these kind of words.
Yeah, that's crazy.
While standing on their back.
Yeah, that's a trip.
He's literally jumping on their spine.
That's such a wild power dynamic.
Dude, brilliant.
It's really amazing.
Brilliant. It's psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest Indian men have understood it. There's actually another documentary on another guru.
Mm.
Another one of my mentors, my heroes. but it's called Wild Wild Country.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, dude, Wild Wild Country is another.
Come on,
dude, we could do whole episodes on both of them.
You want that to be the next episode? Just a whole episode.
It'll just come up again, I'm sure. But like, that is some crazy, crazy like psychological manipulation
for sure. And you know what? The people of Portland, Oregon, you did miss out. You missed out.
Yeah, enjoy your donuts and your beards.
Right.
And your double-folded beanies.
And your bicycles.
You freaking weirdos.
Your bicycles and your...
Hey, get a bike with some gears on it. Why you got a one-gear bike?
One gear.
What's that for?
The whole time.
It's just silly to me.
For what?
You have bikes that have multiple gears for different situations.
Right. A lot of stores that sell just one thing.
Oh, it's light. What are you carrying your bike for?
Right.
Look, I went to Portland last August. Beautiful city, by the way.
I like the people. I've never been, but I like the people.
People were cool.
Like every person I
met. It's a little muggy. Granted, I was there late August.
I like that.
A little muggy. But I biked everywhere. I was like, I'm going to do the city right. Got on that, like, that Nike. Nike's got an app.
Whoa.
It's like rent-a-bikes. Yeah, it's crazy. Biked probably close to 10 miles a day, but did not understand. Because it was a fixed gear bike. Mm-hmm. It's awful. It just got awful. Just give me a one, you know, I can go right. 1-1 on the gears.
How was the uphills? How were the uphills?
Uphills were just the worst, Jonas. And look, I'm not like an avid biker or anything, but I'm in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. You know, I can handle it.
Was it one of those like 1920 hipster bikes that are completely impractical?
It kind of was, yeah. It's like a thick kind of like, it's like a thick like mold, I would say.
Right, right, right.
Like, you know how sometimes you see those fixie bikes and they're like thin?
Mm-hmm.
But this was like a big... like a thick version of it. Mm. And it had a bell and a basket.
Sounds like a very unpleasant experience.
Yeah, that part of it was bad. I also, Portland stuff closes too early there. Oh, really? Yeah.
I thought it was a safe city.
What do you mean by safe city?
Like, why do they close early? Is it?
I don't know. I don't think it's a safety thing. I think it's just like there's not like a nightlife scene to it.
They're just tired?
Yeah. It does have the most strip clubs of any city in America.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But I don't think I went. 100% I didn't go.
So would you live there?
No. No. I don't think I could live in Portland.
Right. Great comedy scene though.
Dude.
Great dude. Comedy scene. Shout out to that comedy scene.
Dude. Though. So good.
Yeah. Shout out
so good.
Great comics.
I can't amazing comedians that I met.
By the way, we're comedians.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that now? Why'd you do it now?
Because they're not
hour plus in.
Because they're not listening by now.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
So,
if you're listening and you're part of the Portland comedy scene, we appreciate you. We love you.
This is for you.
A great scene.
You've helped crafted a lot of legends along their journey.
But seriously, what a fantastic scene!
Yeah. Every
much love. Yeah, every from person Portland to Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great city. But yeah, man, where was all this going? Oh,
yeah, great leaders. We're talking about great American leaders.
Bagwad.
Yes.
Right. The wild country guy.
I like the chick too.
Yeah. She was
hot. So hot.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't have put her under the hot category.
Dude, she got me.
Because of just like her ruthless kind of like get it done attitude.
Dude, she talked that mess like a rapper. And I love people who do that.
Yeah.
I love people who do stuff.
She also got a horde of AK-47s.
So sexy. So like an Indian Charlie's Angels. Oh my gosh. So sexy. So I love people who talk that talk.
Yeah.
Like on Carson, like talking that talk. Come get me. Like, yes. Yeah.
Breaks that fourth wall like, come get us.
Dude. I love it so much.
In America, too.
In America.
Right?
In America. Like, and then I love that, like, when she leaves, this whole man's empire just falls apart.
Yeah.
You needed her.
You really did. So, I mean, she made the whole thing go.
She made the whole thing. So who's really the master here?
Yeah, no. I think he was just like a, you know, messenger at best.
I don't even think that. I think he was a dude who just like smoked pot and just checked in from time to time.
Like, sounds like you and me. Yeah. But like, you know, because he did a big part of that whole thing was like the sexual ritual aspect of it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think like, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of white people, especially in America, they come from religions that are very conservative.
Yes, Christian.
The sexuality is repressed.
Yeah.
Right? And this movement started in India, people coming over and kind of like, you know, that kind of liberation. Mm-hmm. I think that was a huge, huge part of it. I think bigger than what was in the documentary. I think it had very little to do with like God or a higher power. I think it was just like people were like, all right, we can just hang out. We can just fuck. There's no shame. There's no shame in the fucking.
Well, I blame
sign me up.
I blame a combination of things.
Okay.
The neighbors there in Portland, I thought they were horrible neighbors in terms of how they treated Bhagwan. They were horrible neighbors.
Yeah.
Interrupting their sexual rituals and orgies. So rude. So rude.
Yeah.
You know, what's the matter? You have manners.
Right.
You wait until they finish. You don't call the cops while.
Yes.
You know, so
that is very Portland.
That though. Was step one.
Yeah.
Two, I think they just picked a really bad city to do this.
Well, it's like rural Oregon, right? And then like the people that were in the rural city were like, this isn't good. Let's right. go to Portland.
But though, that's no different from them if they were like in Texas somewhere, you know, right. at that point. It's the same kind of people. They should have went somewhere just way more supportive. San Francisco.
But you think San Fran would have been down?
Oh, dude. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It would have been the religion of that city.
Oh, interesting.
Dude, absolutely. You got to do these things at the right places. I think they just saw the price of the property. It was probably a good deal.
Yeah, and a lot of land.
Yeah.
They could build their city on it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, they saw a thing and went for it. But I think they should have, you know, picked a better place. I think that's what it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about two different things then. I'm saying why it worked so well, and you're saying why it failed.
Yeah.
I'm saying it worked so well because of the sexual liberation.
No, I'm saying those are the two things that could have made it work better.
Because
it did work well.
Yeah.
It worked very well because of the times, the hippie movement and stuff. But it would have worked better had they did those two things. Actually, had they did one thing, picked a better city.
Just picked a better spot.
Yeah.
That would have been more accepting of the...
Right.
The liberation.
Right. And honestly, 50% of it's on the neighbors too. Just rude.
Yeah.
Unaccommodating.
Yeah.
No hospitality.
Yeah.
You know, just scared.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what though? It's kind of crazy that like people have no problem fucking in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But like Ying Ying and Lili couldn't get it on until people were gone.
These are great callbacks.
That's fascinating.
I really hope they are listening this deep in.
If you are, we love you.
Yeah.
Look, that's going to wrap it up for our first episode.
Yeah.
First, third, who knows?
Congratulations.
We love you guys very much. Papaya 9. Please be safe.
Yes.
Be well.
Stay healthy.
You know, this is a good time too. Like, drink water. Drink more water than you were. Eat some vitamins. Eat some fucking leafy greens, you sick fucks.
Yeah.
Stop eating McDonald's and shit. Yeah. All right?
And look at us. We're the definition of social distancing. You know what I'm saying?
Totally, man.
We keep this. This looks fun, and it's not.
It's not.
There's a lot of there's a lot of Lysol wiping that has to go on after this and before.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of care.
Yeah. I actually set myself on fire. It's not worth it. It's not worth the bit, wherever that was going.
No. You should have committed, though. I would have helped you.
I know. Thank you.
That's why I'm here.
I appreciate you, Jonas.
Yeah.
And yeah, we appreciate all of you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
I have so much more. No, guys, no. Papaya 9.
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
We'll be here. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Papaya 9. Not news. With Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9
Not News
with Neil and Jonas.